Hello, it's the 21st of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The cornerstone of Keach Hospice Care in Luton, Dennis Keach, died yesterday. He was 90 years old. Mr. Keach was an area businessman with ties to telecommunications and manufacturing. In 1996, he received an OBE for his positive role in the automotive sector. He was instrumental in preventing the closure of AC Delco's wiper division in Dunstable. In 1997, Mr. Keach kicked off the fundraising drive for a new children's hospice with a £1 million donation. The hospice was completed in the year 2000. Keach Hospice Care CEO Liz Searle described Dennis Keach as irreplaceable, adding, "Our thoughts are with his family and friends at this sad time." During an aerobatic manoeuvre over a little-used airfield near Tempsford in Bedfordshire, a section of an Edge 540 aircraft's right wing fell off. Even though the missing part of the wing controls movement, the pilot managed to safely land the plane. The National Deaf Children's Society Pen Pal project turned out to be a blessing for 9-year-old Heidi, a student from Bedford, faced with the challenges of hearing loss. She met Anne through the project and the two began writing to each other. They soon realised that their hearing impairment experiences were quite similar. Sherry, Heidi's mother, believes her daughter's participation in the programme improved her confidence and allowed her to feel more accepted. It was birthday number 101 for Luton's own Blanche Frementon. Her formula for a long life includes a healthy diet, remaining active and no alcohol. She added, "Perhaps my ballroom dancing has helped too." That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.